Our gospel today is taken from the very first part of the Sermon on the Mount, when our Lord Jesus is telling us that we are to be the salt of the earth. We are to be the light of the world. And we hear those expressions, and I think sometimes we've heard them so many times, they kind of go right past us, and we don't really think about what that means. Recently, of course, we've been hit with major snowstorms, and we see salt put out for us to trample on, salt to melt the ice. Instead of being used for its primary purpose, which is to flavor our food. And so we can think about that. The salt has lost its savor, and it's only good to be trampled. But that's not what God wants of us. God wants us to be what brings flavor into the world. But how do we do that? How do we be that salt of the earth? How can we be the light of the world? Well, in our first reading and in our psalm, we hear about the just man and what it means to live a life of righteousness. In the prophet Isaiah, God spoke to us about sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them. All of these things are the works of mercy. We are to, and he says, when you do these things, your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. God calls us to do good and to avoid evil. And yet so often in our world, we get caught up in the things that secular society and the secular world tells us are what's good, tells us to do these things, and we fail to do the things that God tells us to do, to live the way that God instructs us to live. So we're all always being called to a deeper repentance, a deeper turning back to God and turning away from the things that take us away from God. And in order to do that, my brothers and sisters, we have to recognize we can't do it on our own. We cannot be the men and women that we're called to be by our own power. We can only fulfill God's plan for us by His grace, by His divine life given to us, which first came to us in our baptism when we became children of God, and which is renewed in us every time we humbly confess our sins in the sacrament of confession, every time we receive the Lord and Holy Communion in the state of grace, every time, for those who are married, that you lovingly share your love with one another and you minister to each other in the sacrament of matrimony. It is only by the grace of God that we can be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. If we recognize that we've lost our savor altogether, that we have buried our light in a pit or under a bushel basket, then we have to have that flavor restored, that light rekindled by God's grace. And the normal way He does that is through the sacrament of confession. But even if we haven't had it go out, we haven't lost everything, we've got sin, but we haven't got mortal sin, so our flame is flickering a little bit, or we're losing a little bit of our savor, if you will, then God in His grace wants to strengthen that through confession, through the Eucharist, and to re-enliven us so that we can truly live justice, so that we can carry out works of mercy, so that we can really show forth His light into the world. There are some things that tend to bring us down consistently. There are, in the tradition of the church, there are seven sins that are seen as the root sins. Now, some writers call them the seven deadly sins, but I don't like that title. because it makes it sound like they're all mortal, and they're not. The other title for them is the seven capital sins, and capital comes from the Latin word capitus, or the head, like the head of the snake of sin that keeps getting into our lives. And those seven capital sins are the underlying root behind all of our bad choices. Most of us have one in particular that we really struggle with, and everything goes back to that capital sin. So what are the capital sins? They're pride and anger, envy and avarice, gluttony, lust, and sloth. And this week in our mission, we're going to be looking at what those capital sins are, but even more importantly, what are the virtues that our Lord gives us with His grace, the good habits that He puts into our souls, that He wants us to put into practice, that help us to fight those seven capital sins, that help us to undo the bad habits that we may have built up over the course of our lives. And how do we grow those capital virtues? How do we grow in the freedom of the children of God? So this week in the mission, we're going to be reflecting on those seven capital virtues and how we can grow them and how we can change our lives so that we live more authentically as sons and daughters of Almighty God, so that we can truly be that salt of the earth and the light of the world. Now, in the mission, we always offer the sacrament of confession. And one thing that a lot of people like about parish missions and Fathers of Mercy missions in particular is that you can go to confession to a priest that you don't know. Never been here before. Only God Himself knows if I'll ever come this way again. No, I've been a priest for 28 years. Never been to Willoughby. Again, God's the only one who knows if I'll ever come this way again. So if you've had any qualms, concerns, worries about going to confession, this is a golden opportunity. Now, I'll hear confessions every morning, Monday through Thursday, after morning mass. I'll hear confessions at the first hour of the mission, which is 5:30, we have exposition, the Blessed Sacrament, and confessions. 5:30 to almost 6:30. We'll be here. Our Lord will be exposed on the altar. We'll have quiet time just to be with Him, to love Him, open our hearts to Him. There's so much grace in that quiet time with our Lord. And then at 6:30, I'll give the mission conference. And in the conference each night, I'll break open one or two of what those capital sins are. What's the virtue? How do we grow the virtue? And examples of saints who live those virtues. And then after the holy hour, with the conference and benediction, the Blessed Sacrament, I'll hear confessions again. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Thursday night, they're having a little party afterwards. Little thank you, Jesus, and hope we never see you again, Father Ben party. But I'm counting 11 different times that I'm going to be in that box. There for you. Now, I brought along our examination of conscience. My order, years ago, we designed our own examination of conscience. It's for adults and teens. It's not meant for the little kids, but all adults, all teens, and the ushers have them and will be handing them out as you leave Mass. We've distributed over 7 million copies of this exam. It is now out in 6 different languages. It's gone worldwide. And we've had tens of thousands of people tell us that this exam has changed their life. So this is my challenge for each one of you. When you get home, on the front of the exam, there's a prayer before confession. It's addressed to the Holy Spirit. Pray that prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to examine your conscience, to look at your life in the light of his light, his divine light. And then prayerfully go through the exam. There's three columns of questions on the inside. For most people, this is plenty to work from. Every once in a while, there's somebody who gets through and they're like, well, I don't really have anything there. If that's you, turn to the back, where there's a second way of examining your conscience. One column called the way of darkness, things that we really need to be strenuously avoiding, including the seven capital sins. And a column and a half called the way of light, things that we need to be growing in. So if you want a more positive approach, go through the backside. Look at the way of light. Am I really living the way that Jesus instructs us, teaches us how we can live? Now, after examining your conscience with the help of the Holy Spirit, come to confession and give everything to our Lord. He wants us to never hold anything back, but to really surrender everything. Now, if you get through both forms of the exam and you have nothing to confess, I want you to come and tell me, and I will call the Holy Father on this special hotline in the Vatican and ask him to begin your canonization process immediately. And Father Josh and I will discuss where we're going to put your statue in the church. Our Lord wants to powerfully change our lives. And if we are doing well, he wants to bring us to the next level, so that when people encounter you and I, they will encounter Jesus. So that we won't have to be preaching to people, but they will see that there's something we have that they don't have, and they will be asking us, what is it that gives you that peace and that joy? What is it that gives you that energy and that love? It is by his grace that our Lord wants to work through us and in us so that we really can live the works of mercy. So that we really can be the men and women who give his light out into the world and who restore true flavoring to our society today. I hope to see all of you this week for the mission. God love you.